Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. It seems like every day there's a new story about something amazing happening with space, whether it's the discovery of new exoplanets or private space missions being announced off-planet seems to be suddenly in. Coast to Coast, of course, has always looked to the stars, and as a Coast Insider, you can stay on top of the latest space news and listen to scientists and experts who are leading the charge to the skies. So head to coasttocoastam.com and become a Coast Insider to join in on the ride.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. Dale Harder with us. Dale, of course, is an ex-NASA employee, but he's an ET. Is that fair to say it like that, Dale? I mean, I'm not being condescending, right?
Well, I mean, most people probably don't look at it that way. I'm not the kind of an ET that people would think when you say that, because I look just like everybody else. Although my brothers and sisters are very, very similar. They are human, and that's part of the reason why they have such a concern over us and our planet. They feel partly responsible for us, and they are worried about us.
Do you believe in, and does the entire planetary system out there believe in God?
Well, we don't look at it quite the same way as it is done here on Earth. We believe more in what is called the prime creation, which is a creational energy and so forth. But to say that there is a God or isn't a God or anything like that wouldn't be a fair thing. As you evolve...
Oh, you still there?
Hello? Yeah. That was strange.
Yeah, it is. They're out to get us.
Okay. But as we evolve...
Lost you again.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I can't tell you what's going on. As we evolve and our frequencies get higher, what tends to happen is that we begin to see things completely in a different light. And so some of the information which has been somewhat hidden from humanity becomes more apparent.
Well, let me ask you this, Dale, too. I mean, are you in constant contact with the other extraterrestrials?
No, I am not. There are many times when I am on my own, most of the time, in fact. However, when I do have the opportunity... With focusing on love, focusing on intent and focusing on gratitude and so forth. When I go out to call my brothers and sisters, literally, I simply go outside, look at the stars on clear nights, and it does not even matter when it's clear or not. And I call them. If they are of mind, they will show up. And so they have all different kinds of methods of showing up. Most of the communication is either verbal, which I hear in my head,
mm-hmm.
or they can also do a physical as well as a verbal, or a telepathic, if you will. One of the things that most people will get to see, and a lot of people have been here with me and witnessed these things, is they do what is called, what we call a flash bulb. You see a lot of people trying to use the lasers and so forth. I do use lasers once in a while to communicate, but only under very careful conditions because those things are quite dangerous.
They could and be, sure thing.
I simply would not use them at all if there was ever an aircraft anywhere in the sky. But during certain hours here, the aircraft and things are shut down and the skies are pretty clear and quiet. So they come at particular times and they keep a schedule. They really do. But they will do what is called a flash bulb. And if you are out there and you ask to see them, you'll see something in a dark area of the sky and it just goes off looking exactly like a camera flash where there generally is no star. And that is one way that they get your attention. Now, if I use the lasers to communicate and talk back, I might make a flash around the area, never at the ship, and they will flash back. Now, you know if you flash a laser out there at something that flashes at you and it flashes back three or four times in response to your flashes, stars, satellites, meteors, things like that don't do that. So at that point, it becomes pretty obvious that there's something going on.
What do their craft, what does a craft look like?
Most of the time, the Pleiadian craft these days, they tend to be what they call the light craft. They look like beautiful glowing spheres. They may have color, either blue, orange, sometimes a golden. And most of the time, too, they're like a xenon white, like a xenon strobe, if you will. And so they can be very, very bright. And this is when the craft is basically in between the low-level frequency of Earth, dimensional realm, and a higher-level frequency because it takes a great deal of energy and effort on their part to come from the higher level down to the lower level. So they tend to cruise in between. And that's when they call them the plasma craft. Now, then, when they do come into the physical form and exert that energy, there is all manner of craft that come. And I also invite other ET craft from other systems, such as the Sirians, the Arcturians, the Yael, and the... So there's various others, the Blue Sphere, the Sphere, etc.
Are they all benevolent, Dale? Because David Jacobs, in a human, I think he's human...
Yes, I know David, yes.
He talks about that some of them are not here for our own good.
I tend to agree, George, and my own personal experiences as an abductee when I was younger and did not know, I literally asked for it, but I didn't know enough to know what I was asking for. And as the old adage goes, you better be sure of what you're asking for because you might get it. I tend to not gravitate toward grays, which are in most cases what I call a chimera or a robot, if you will, mm-hmm. a biological robot, but nonetheless. And they tend to work with and for the reptoids, a reptilian race. Those two races I tend to stay away from as much as possible.
Are you scared of them?
I'm not scared of them. I know that they can't harm me because I won't allow it. We do not, none of us, as human beings or otherwise, have to allow ourselves to put up with their shenanigans, their abductions, mm-hmm. or otherwise. We can protect ourselves as simply by asserting so. They have done an awful lot of things that they shouldn't have done, and controlling this planet is one of them.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.